Very cold temperatures occurred across the Midwest this morning and even down into the southeastern states, and the result of this has been some freeze damage in some areas. Hard red winter wheat, though, was not negatively impacted. It looks like some of the soft wheat areas south of the Ohio River from portions of Kentucky down into the Tennessee River Basin experienced some very cold temperatures today, with readings dropping down into the positive single digits between 8 above and 0 across a fair amount of that region. So a little bit of injury may have occurred to some of the soft wheat in that location, but it is doubtful that it's a widespread serious problem. Most of the Midwest temperatures this morning were in the positive and negative single digit readings, certainly in the southern two-thirds of the region. The 0-degree line occurred across portions of Missouri and into portions of central and southern Illinois and down into southeastern portions of Indiana through southernmost Ohio. And most of the extreme cold there occurred in places that had snow on the ground, so damage in the Midwest was considered to be quite limited. But there may be a few areas south of that 0-degree line where there's not much snow on the ground, where some positive single-digit readings occurred, that there may have been a little bit of damage. Assessing that damage will not be possible, though, until we get into the spring season when the crops will start to green up, and some of the injury may not even be fully noted until the harvest season comes around. In the meantime, it looks as though most of the Midwest is not going to be faced with a lot of storminess for a while, but there will be some snow that will occur across northern parts of the region today as the next surge of cold air begins to push southward across the region. Already at the top of this hour, there's a considerable amount of snow occurring across a large part of the northern U.S. plains and Minnesota, but it has not reached very far into the Midwest yet. The winds will be switching around to the northwest with this next surge of cold, and we'll likely see some light snow and blowing snow occurring as the surge works its way southward through the heart of the Midwest. So for the next three mornings, we're still going to have cold conditions occurring across the region. Many of our areas will likely experience temperatures in the positive and negative single-digit readings once again. It'll be very similar to this morning, but with a little less intensity. We'll anticipate a little bit of a wind problem across the upper parts of the Midwest as we go through the day today, with wind speeds sustained between 20 and 25 miles per hour, and some gusts getting upwards to 30 or 35 miles per hour. That will create quite a wind chill across the upper portions of the Midwest. Some of the temperatures in those areas will be stuck below zero most of the day. The lower parts of the Midwest, though, will not be quite so cold this afternoon, but still way below average for this time of the year. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures in the lower Midwest running mostly in the teens and 20s, and we'll expect to see the high temperatures tomorrow afternoon no better. In fact, there'll be some areas in the northern half of Illinois and northern Indiana that will only be in the positive single digits on Friday afternoon. And then as we go into Saturday, we'll start to see a little bit of recovery once again, with temperatures back into the teens and 20s during the afternoons on Saturday, and on Sunday we may see some 20s and 30s across parts of the region. Down in South America today, the change in the forecast is very limited. In fact, for the most part, Brazil will continue to see a net drying biased pattern from southern Mato Grosso and northern Mato Grosso do Sul into Minas Gerais and parts of Sao Paulo, and these areas will eventually have some very short topsoil moisture evolve, but the subsoil moisture situation will continue to be favorable, supporting crops for at least another week to 10 days. Late January weather will become critical, though. If the pattern prevails, we're going to see an increasing amount of crop stress and a little greater concern over second season corn and late season soybean development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.